Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Telegraph over in England reporting that research by analyst Mintel shows that there has been a steady decline in millennial women removing hair from their legs and underarms.
They say
that almost one in four young women have stopped shaving their underarms.
Pubes, though? Are they still trimming the pubes?
Apparently so.
So you're going to be bald there and hairy arms and hairy legs. Well, hairy, not arms. Hairy armpits and hairy legs.
In 2013,
that's just, what the
95% of women between the ages of 16 and 24 said that they removed hair from their underarms. In 2016, 3 years later, this had dropped to 77%.
We're all feminists here, but that's they're boner killers right there, man. Sorry, ladies. Shave your legs.
It is.
I understand women not shaving it in the winter with their legs because they're walking around. The joke is, you know, I'm going to have sex. I better shave my legs. I just said that. Damn it. But I understand women let their legs go because it's a pain in the ass sometimes. But when they do, if they have dress, they're going to wear shorts, they're going to wear pants or skirts, of course I'll shave. But the armpits, you can do that every day. Just get rid of that. Real simple.
Leg shaving went from 92% to 85%.
So, millennials.
Yeah.
What age group is that again? I know it's pussy.
Well, in this case, they're talking to women age 16 to 24.
Shave your armpits, girls.
Yeah. Tyler and I laugh and laugh at that song. Did I shave my legs for this?
That's right. I didn't even know the song.
Deanna Carter.
I don't know who she is.
Did I shave my legs for this?
There you go.
It's so funny. Right. It's a hoot.
Sales of shaving and hair removal products fell by 5% between 2015 and 2016.
Shave your armpits.
This is the kind of thing that seems to cycle around. You know,
it
goes in cycles.
We worked with a girl years ago, didn't shave her armpits once in a while, and she lifted her arm up, and I said, man, we knew it really well. I said, come on. I'm not going to say her name. I said, come on. That was just disgusting.
She's just trying to be different.
I know, but different is not hot.
She's just trying to be weird. She's just trying to be Euro.
But you're right. There is a mental dilemma of, you know, really being for women's rights and everything. But then when you see it, it's just like, wait.
I understand the leg situation in the winter. Your legs aren't going to show for a while, blah, blah, blah. But your armpits, that doesn't take that long. Shave your damn armpits.
Well, I didn't know this was a thing. Maybe you didn't either.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that you didn't know that this was a thing.
All right.
American Girl dolls.
Yeah, I know who they are. I know what they are. We had one. We sold
I'm
it.
I'm familiar.
We had one, and we sold it.
You just had one?
Yeah, my daughter. Yeah, it was very expensive as hell.
Man. Oh, yeah. My daughter had several, though.
No, we had one. And got rid of it then.
The doll maker says that they are going back to making American Girl dolls with removable underwear.
You know what? I'm glad to tell you I didn't know if my American Girl underwear came off. Because that'd be weird.
We're glad you can say that,
yeah,
too.
I did not try to take off the American Doll's underwear.
And
ever.
That is, I had a clue that that was true, which is why I said you probably don't know this.
You know.
No, I was not familiar with that either.
No, they're going to go back to making these dolls with removable underwear. Customers apparently complained when the company started sewing the underwear onto the doll's cloth bodies.
Yeah, I had to check with G.I. Joe on that one.
But American Doll is big, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah.
They're about 3 feet tall.
Dolls that are already on the market with the permanent undies will be sold until they are gone.
Don't take it off.
Is offering to exchange dolls with permanent underwear if people are unhappy with them.
All right.
Man, if that's the worst thing you've got to worry about.
Yeah.
Right. That's what you're, what ruined your day.
I'm just glad to know that I didn't know that they came off.
I got to go to the store today and make an exchange.
Oh, yeah.
Because this means so much to me.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.